أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى. ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما
Thank you. على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأخوال مقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين وقال تعالى وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم وقال تعالى ورفعنا لك ذكرك صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, these beautiful poems of our honorable illustrious Sheikh Arif Billah, the Rumi of our time, the Mujaddid of our era, Arif Billah Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Adam Allah Fuyudahum, Diyare Medina, the house of Medina, the city of Medina. Nazar dhoondti hai diyar Medina. My eyes are searching for the city of Medina. A true lover, and this should be for every one of us. We are all, mashallah, Muslims, and whatever we have got is in the sadqa of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether it is our physical and outward ni'mats we have, our existence, our eyes, our tongue, our hands, our legs, our heart, our brain, everything is in the sadqa of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then whether it is our iman and our Islam, whether I'm a hafiz or a alim or whether I'm a haji, all this is in the sadqa of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This life that we are enjoying, and inshallah jannat that we will get, all is in the sadqa of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how can a person not be in the thoughts of Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? But at the same time, reflect on our condition. Today, if our mind, our memory is not gone so weak, today, how many times did I read durood on my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How much did I think of my Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam? Anyone who does a favor for you, a dog that gets a piece of roti from your door remains loyal to that door, doesn't leave that door. And what haven't we got in the sadqa of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? But we don't think of Hudur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't read one durood also. Our lifestyle is different from that of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So our condition should be, and this is what is tasawwuf and what is Islam. Ta'alluq wa ta'allah ta'ala. Ta'alluq wa is Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And automatically a person is a die heart of his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He thinks of his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam all the time. Our condition should be, which Hazrat explains, that you are restless, your heart and your soul, like a fish out of water, thinking, when will I go to Medina? When will I be in Medina Sharif? When will I be by my beloved? Right? A person who gets married, he is worried, when will I be with my wife? When will I be alone? When will I get my privacy with my wife? A mu'min, this should be that when will I be in Medina Sharif? When will I be by my Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Wo dekho, Uhud par shujaat ka manzar, and then see the Mount of Uhud, which is a major mountain of Medina Sharif, very manifest and very clear. And we should have love for the Mount of Uhud also. The Mount of Uhud loves the believers, and a true believer loves the Mount of Uhud. How many of us, when we are there, do we even look at Mount Uhud with love and with what a feeling for the Mount of Uhud? This comes in the Hadith Sharif. And what is it? The Mount of Uhud should remind us of the bravery of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. How small they were in the battle of Badr, in the battle of Uhud. They were so small in number, low, so ill-equipped, everything. But how they, because, and remember, the greatest power in the world is not weapons, it's not diplomacy, it is Iman. To give you an idea of that, when our ulama, Allah reward them greatly, the ulama of Deoband particularly, they fought the British to expel and get rid of the British from India. And the main reason was that one was the British came and overtook the country. Istimar, they ruled over colonialism. But more worse than that, their sinister object was to make every person of India a Christian. That is what they wanted to do. And incidentally, while we are going, no matter how much dua we make for Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali, in my analysis, one man, Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani, that today we have big Darul Ulooms, we have madrasas, we have masjids in India. Otherwise, India should be another Spain again. How Spain today, at one stage you are not allowed to enter Masjid at Qurtuba with a topi on. Now you are allowed, but they won't allow to make one such there. With all the cameras, they are watching everyone. The minute you will want to try and make two short rakats of namaz, the police will be there. And they will, they won't allow you to make. India should have been the same had it not been for Maulana Hussain and Ahmad Madani, Rahmatullah Alayhi. So anyway, this courage of the ulama. So in this, when they were fighting the battle of Shamli, which was a famous battle, they fought against the British. There, they captured one alim with his young son, 10, 12 year old boy. And this, they both of them knew the secrets of the Muslims, how they planning their warfare, etc. When they caught them, and the object was to take out the secrets, that is what the enemy will do. And the normal procedure is first with bribery, with giving you temptation of dunya, that did not work. Then they turn to torture. They torture you and they take out what, all the secrets, etc. So when this Ali spoke and he said, I will tell you all the secrets, but on condition that my son, you kill him in front of me. They fell for it, that this is, then we can get all the secrets. So they killed the young boy in front of his father. After that he told them, now you can do what you want to. You won't get one alphabet, one letter out of me. Forget one word. They asked, but how? Why you did this? First he told that my young boy will go and speak out and tell the people your father was a traitor. He gave away the secrets of the Muslims. So therefore killed him. They fell for it, they killed him. Then now, they asked, how could you have done this? Why your own blood? How much love you have for your son? He said, because of my iman, loyalty to Allah Ta'ala. That officer who was in charge went mad, saying, iman, iman, what is iman? Iman, iman is this power? So this is the power. No military has got this power. No diplomacy has got this power. No money can buy a person if a person got iman. And this is what the Sahaba in the battle of Uhud, in the battle of Badr, this iman they had, and they changed the history of the world till the day of Qiyamah. So this is what we must develop, that true iman on Allah. Just making our namaz with no concentration, making our tilawat, we are dressing like Muslims, but if we just have to put a scanner on our heart and see what filth and dirt is in the heart, what love of dunya is in the heart. No, iman is a different power. That is what we have to develop. So that when we see the Mount of Uhud, take that lesson. And all this a person will get when he opens the eyes of his heart and goes for ziyarah to Medina. If the eyes of the heart are closed, you'll go as a tourist. You'll go there, pass your time, you'll object at the hotel service, at the people there, you'll find fault in all the people there, but you don't find fault in yourself. And you'll find fault in all the people in the haram. This one, people do this, people do that, how they dress and come, all the time with all other things, and you won't think about yourself. And where you can open the eyes of your heart, which is, whether we like it or not, this is the only place is what is called the Khanqa. Wal Ahlullah, Allah Wala. They are the spiritual doctors who will open the eyes of the heart. On one occasion, one Khalifa of Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was in hospital in Bombay, and he had to undergo surgery, so they asked him to sign the documents, papers, to allow them to do the surgery. So he said, I'll first ask my spiritual doctor. They asked, who is your spiritual doctor? What is a spiritual doctor? We are your doctors, we are treating you. So he said, call all the doctors of the hospital together, and then I'll explain to you who a spiritual doctor is. They got all the doctors. So he told them, see, all the time you people taking our blood, testing for sugar, testing for cholesterol, testing how our kidneys are functioning, how our thyroid is functioning, how this, all different things. He said, yes, tell me, with all the blood you take from us, can you test us how much anger I have got in me? How much pride I have got in me? How much of shirk I have got in me? How much of kufr I have got in me? They say, no, that we cannot do. He said, that is a spiritual doctor. So these spiritual doctors, they are the ones that are required, who will open. If a person got cataract, motia, he goes to the eye hospital and you make operation, then he sees better. Like that, if we got cataract of the eyes of the heart, we can't see all these things. We'll go to Medina Sharif and we'll go like blind people and come back as blind people. But if we have our eyes open, what we will see in that will be a different Medina that we will see. That will be a different Makkah that we will see. That Umrah and Ziyarat and Hajj will be completely different. Shaheedo ki khoone shahadat ka manzar. Look at this, look at the scene of the blood of those people who became shaheed. 70 shuhada in one day, they became shaheed. What was this? That take a lesson from there. How they were loyal to Islam. Today I can't keep a beard. I haven't got that loyalty to Islam. Today I can't look after the gazes of my eyes, looking at other women, the enjoyment I get. For Allah's sake, I can't forgo that. Hey, when that loyalty will come, like in autumn, the leaves just fall off the trees. You don't have to take a stick and hit the tree and let the leaves fall. They fall off themselves. And in fact, your back breaks picking up the leaves. When you have picked up so many, when you look back, again just so many are down. Like that, once the love of Allah, loyalty to Allah, and this is what is islah in nafs, this is what tazkiyah to nafs, ta'alluq ma'allah is. When you get that, then automatically all the sin will just fall off you. You won't have to give it up, it will fall off you on its own. It's natural. Whenever you get a superior thing, the inferior thing you give up. If you had a built house built, beautiful mansion you have got built. Up to then you are living in a little shanty. When your house is ready, those people have to give you a big bayan that now we live in the mansion. Hey, the house is ready, everything. You got the keys also. You are just too eager to go. The minute you find the love of Allah, the love of Jannat and Akhirat, dunya, which is not even a tent shanty compared to a mansion. The love of all these things, our cars, our sports, the news of the kuffar, all these things will just fall off from us. Once you get that love, that is what we should try and cultivate. Wo hai saamne sabse gumbat ka manzar. There in front is the beautiful green dome of the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whether you envisage it with your eyes or you have the good fortune of being present in Madinatul Munawwara, usi mein to aaram farma rahe hai sarwar. Isn't it that our most dear and beloved is resting there? So what is the value? Hey, the Rauza Mubarak, in another form, Hazrat says, the sun and moon are envying the Rauza Mubarak. The Malaika, Allah's Rahmat that is coming, everyone that is sending durood, all the Malaika that are taking it, what a great thing is there, but only for those people who have got eyes. Otherwise, the cities of Paris and London, Hollywood and Bollywood and Las Vegas, these things have got value and we can see beauty there. But a person whose eyes of the heart are open, if Rauza-e Mubarak, he'll see continuously what Allah's Rahmat, the Malaika which are coming continuously, what a great scene it is. Abu Bakr, Farooq, Uthman, Haydar, yahi the. Ye Parwana, Shama'i, Anwar, and who these great men were. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, may Allah grant. Today our children, we know all the sports players. We know the Ferrari. We know this car. We know that car. We know all the things of dunya. Our ladies know the latest fashions in everything. In makeup, they know everything, what is from where, what is in the market now. They are after all those things. If we don't know, we don't know who Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, who Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. If we had some idea, we should have become diehards for these great people all the time. These were the moths of the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, always around Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yahi se to Islam phaila jahan mein. And when you look at Medina, this was that fountain from where Islam spread out in the whole world. Medina ka shohra hai haft aasman. Medina's fame is in the seven skies. In everywhere the fame of Medina. If it isn't, it isn't in our hearts. We don't even think of Madinatul Munawwara. We don't cherish that idea. If we go for Umrah, very sadly, as Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that today Umrah and becoming Hafiz has become a fashion, a status thing. Not for the virtue and not for the object for what it is. Just for status thing. Our young boys, girls, how many are becoming Hafiz also. But you don't see a sign of a Muslim in them. Forget the sign of a Hafiz. You don't see a beard on them. You see them with t-shirts and you see them with jeans and they are hafiz. So it's an entertainment. It is a showpiece. It is a status thing. But the reality of it will come. It will be something else. So Medina, the fame of Medina is in the seven heavens. But it is not in our hearts. And our sad condition, may Allah help us. We are in Medina Sharif, but we are more interested in the news all the time. Every room with the TV, you are watching your TV, the politics of your country, the sports of the world. While you are in Medina Sharif, you are more interested in all these things. Nishan-e Nabi hai Masjid-e Quba ki. And one of the signs of Nabi-e Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which should remind us also greatly, is Masjid-e Quba. Hey, this great masjid, and think about the history of Masjid-e Quba. First, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam reached Madinatul Munawwara, the first masjid was Masjid al-Quba. That is where he went. He qindil e taiba Nabi ki diya ki, and the light of Medina is the light of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and from here the light of humanity. Today we don't really appreciate our Islam. Really, it is our Islam that has saved us by and large of every house having an alcoholic. Or mother and father both are alcoholics. Hey, what will be our condition of worshipping idols, of worshipping a tree? It is only the effort of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and this light of Medina that spread in the world. Otherwise we should have been making sajda to some idol. Hey, we should have been doing all these wrong things. And in whichever house there is one alcoholic, all these things which are haram, what jahannam those people are going through. And it isn't our senses, our intelligence. It's the sadqa of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we have been saved from this. Medina ki diwar o dar dekhte hai. We see the walls and the doors of Medina. Even today's Medina. If the eyes of the heart are open, you'll get enjoyment. Not in today's Medina. And when you think of the house of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the house of the Sahaba ikiram, the Medina of the time of the Sahaba, it will make your heart and make your iman go strong, become stronger and stronger. Ajab hal, qalbo, jigar dekhte. We see our heart and liver, isn't it? What a high you are in when you are in Medina Sharif. But all this is when the reality, some people go for Umrah and Hajj or Ziyarat just to complete their sleep. Somebody make it a holiday. Instead of going holiday here, we'll go there. And on the way also no namaz. On the way back also no namaz. No interest in our deen. Shopping is more important. Criticizing everything is more important. Then in that case, where do we get the anwarat of Madinatul Munawwara? But when we go with the right way, then you see your heart and your liver, how it will be enlivened with Islam. Ye maskan hai shah Madina ka akhtar. This is the place of resting. This is the house of the king of Medina. From which Hadrat has explained, ulama have written that our Medina is more superior than Jannat also. Jannat is Jannat, sir, aankho pe. The mazhar, the expression of the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. But at this moment, Jannat hasn't got Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And our Medina has got Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what is the value of our Medina? And that we have the good fortune of going and making ziyarat. We are at a distance of about 7-10 meters from our Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam. And the salam you read in the Masjid al-Nabawi, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam listens to you personally. And according to some ulama, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees you also when you are at Rozai Mubarak. So to have this good fortune, if Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was alive in the world today, who wouldn't want to go and visit Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said, Man zarani ba'da wafati faka'annama zarani fi hayati. A person who will visit me after I've left this dunya is just like the person who visited me in my lifetime. So if we have that iman, we will be like personal with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Have the good fortune of being present there. What a great honor Allah has blessed us with. Falak bosa zan hai yahan ki zameen par. Even the skies are kissing the ground of Medina. How they love, skies are lofty, they are high. But they also, so to say, this is proverbial and this is poetry, that they come down and kiss the ground of Medina. So honorable is this place. May Allah bless us with the iman of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the love of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the love of Madinatul Munawwara. Today briefly, we will just discuss 7 rights of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam which he has on us. On the one side, first understand who is Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala himself says in the Quran Sharif, wama arsalnaka, we have not sent you, O Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, illa rahmatan lil alamin, but as a complete embodiment, complete only as a mercy. Not lil muslimin, not lil mu'mineen, but lil alameen, for the entire realm, for the entire creation, for all of Allah's creation. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in the hadith al-Qudsi, lawlaka lama khalaqtul khalq, And the translation in Urdu, agar Muhammad na hote, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to kuch bhi nahi hota. If it wasn't for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there should be nothing in this world. Na Madina hota, na Makkah hota, na Iman hota, or na Islam hota. Nothing should have been there if it wasn't for Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. In the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, we have got eyes that we are seeing. That our comfortable homes and our cars and our businesses and our income, all this is in the sadqa of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how much mustn't we be dedicated to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Through Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we got Islam and Iman. I won't go into that, but everyone, the pagan Arabs, pre-Islamic era, what was their condition? How did they treat their parents? How did they treat their little daughters? And one point that comes to mind, I'll just mention it. When Hazrat Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had accepted Islam, one day he was sitting with great grief and sorrow, deep thought. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, what is it, Umar? Like when you see somebody sometimes in deep thought. He says, I'm thinking of the time before Islam, before I accepted Islam. I was in Makkah Sharif. Allah bless me with a beautiful little daughter. When she became about 2 years and they so lovable at the age of 2, how cute they are, how we enjoy them. But it was in those days a stigma to have a female issue. To have a girl in the house was a big stigma. Like the face would go black with disgrace and the worst thing has happened to me in my life that I got it. And they should hide the child, not let nobody see the child, etc. And then they used to go and bury the child alive. Now at the age of 2, the child, how much it loves its mother, loves the father. He took it away from the mother, going out into the desert, going to do some work, and the child running along. How what love and feeling the child is running along. Then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu starts digging a grave. She doesn't know what's happening. And like sweating in the heat of the sun and the work of digging the grave, she's helping her father to dig the grave. And then when the grave is dug, he puts her in. And her screams and cries, who was supposed to protect her, her father, he is the one who's throwing sand on her and putting her to death. What took us out? Today we should have been doing these things. What has taken us out of that is nothing but the deen of Islam. That today how we love our children. And Nabi Kareem, what a man, what a man. He said that a person who brings up 3 girls, Jannat is guaranteed. One person asks if it's 2, Jannat guaranteed for 2. One person asks 1, Jannat guaranteed. What honor? Al-Jannat tahta aqdami ummahatikum. Jannat lies under the feet of your mother. Make your mother happy, serve her, take her dua, and you will get your Jannat. Where did Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put the woman? Where were they? Who are those people who are trying to tell that Islam has trampled on the rights of women? That Islam does not fulfill the rights. They who have made women naked, robbed her of her greatest asset of sharam and haya, made her a piece of merchandise to sell their wares. They use the woman everywhere. And what a lofty position Islam gave to women. So who is this? Is all Islam. This is all Nabi Kareem sallallahu wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alameen. What a great mercy Allah has sent Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of course we can never exhaust all the subjects. Allah Ta'ala says, wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. Oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with stress Allah says, there is absolutely no doubt. You don't possess only good character. You are on top of good. Allah has given you the franchise of good character. Anyone who wants good character, you'll have to go to Nabi Kareem, sir. You won't get it from anywhere in the world. Not from any books, not from any universities, not from any training centers. If you want good character, the threshold and the door of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he will teach you what is good character. Allah gave him the franchise of good character. So what a position of our Nabi. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرًا. And we have made your remembrance most high, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When this ayat was revealed, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was sitting on the Mimbar Sharif of Masjid al-Nabawi. He asked the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, do you know what is the meaning of this? The Sahaba, mashallah, were blessed with great adab, respect. They knew their limits, they knew their boundaries properly. They said immediately, Allahu wa Rasuluhu alam. Allah and His Rasul know better. Today our condition is, if there's a matter of an italaf issue, if there's a matter of the moon issue, if there's a matter of a halal haram issue, everyone is a mufti. No, we are not mufti. Leave this to the muftis. A small little thing, just changing an electric bulb, how many of us? We say call the electrician for it. A washer in the tap, call the plumber. That I don't know. I may connect them wrongly, small things. But when it comes to the biggest thing of life, deen, then everyone is an expert and is a muft ka mufti. A free mufti who has got no value. Everyone, we got cigarettes in our mouths, reclining on our couches, and as our chef says, we are traveling by train and we buy some popcorn. We are eating cheuro and we say, hum kuch deeni guftagu kare. That let us now have some deeni discussion. As if deeni discussion is smoking a cigarette and eating popcorn and eating cheuro. Deen is a very, very sublime thing. Leave it to the people, the masters of this field, refer to them in this field. So anyway, then Allah sent the tafsir of this ayah. And this is a very rare case where Allah Himself made tafsir. As the ulama who are sitting, we know we read many tafsirs, Bayanul Quran, Jalalain, Ibn Kathir, and still, mashallah, we are looking at so many tafsirs. But this is a tafsir of Allah Ta'ala, which can be a greater tafsir. And what a tafsir also. Nabi Allah sent the tafsir with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, and that, إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِيَّ. Oh my Nabi, I've made this arrangement with the world. Till the day of Qiyamah, whenever I will be remembered, you will be remembered with me also. And if we see this, the first place the sun rises in the world is the Fiji Islands. And when it rises about 1 hour before sunrise, many, many azans taking place in the Fiji Islands. Plenty of Muslims, all the islands, mashallah. And every adhan, Ashadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Otherwise that adhan is not completed. Then when Fajr adhan starts in Australia, Perth, Malaysia, Indonesia, in those countries, then Zuhar adhan starts in Fiji Islands. And when Asr adhan starts in India, Pakistan and these countries, then when Fajr starts here, Asr starts in Fiji Islands. And when Fajr Azan starts in Africa, Middle East, Europe, then Asr Maghrib Azan starts there. And when Fajr Azan is given in the America, the next day's Fajr is given in Fiji. So every moment, due to geographical differences throughout the world, the Azan is taking place. Every split second, Ashadu an la ilaha illallah is in the airwaves all the time. And with it, Ashadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Continuously, where Allah's zikr, Allah's Rasul's zikr. From morning to night, Fajr is the first sound we hear in the morning. Fajr azan and Allah's zikr, Allah's Rasul, till the night. From childbirth, azan in the right ear, takbir in the left ear, Allah zikr, Allah sir. Till when you pass away, Bismillah wa ala millati Rasulillah, Allah zikr, Allah's Rasul zikr. How high has Allah made the zikr? So Allah's Rasul's position, may Allah put it in our hearts. Let us understand and let us endeavor and make an effort. Read regularly in what have ta'aleem in the house. And what the ta'aleem have, a kitab on seerat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even just half a minute that we read, 1 minute that we read, you will see how your love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will increase. How you will become a die heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we want to shy away from the way of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many of us, when we come to the masjid, we put our topi on. We turn our trousers up. When we go out, then we put our topi back in the pocket and we comb our hair. Now we are different. We don't want to follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We turn our trousers down. When we go in Jamaat, we go in Khanqah, we go for Umrah, we are super Muslims there. And when a wedding comes in the house, whole of Islam is thrown outside. Now it is the riwaj, the custom of the family. Now we just follow all those ways. So may Allah give us this true love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And love is lovable. And who doesn't want to love a man like Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Such a great personality. How great. Just develop his love to whatever extent and see your iman changes. See your attitude of life changes and see how reality will come into us. So that is on the one side. Together with that, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has got rights on us also. Very briefly, the first right of Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon us is iman bi rasul. We must have that full convincing iman. Iman bi rasul, that he is the messenger of Allah. He has brought Allah's message to us. And we accept that message of Allah Ta'ala. And this is the message of Hayya alal falah, come to full and complete success. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with such a mission and with such a deen that will give you guaranteed success in this world, in the year after. And you can be the worst person, you can be in the gutters. Before Islam, what was the condition of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala? The condition of the Arabs. But as they, Allahu kya nazar thi, jisne murda ko masiha kar diya. What was the nazar of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He produced those caliber of Sahaba that who were dead themselves, they were now made other people alive. Jo khud raah pe nahi the, auro ke haadi ban ke. Who were themselves not on the right path, they became the guides of other people. A ship that was sinking, broken and rotten, that ship now, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is one nazar made it, that carried millions of people into Jannah now. This was our Nabi, that iman bi rasul, who our Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was, what his qualities were, how Allah ta'ala had blessed him. And that he is the Rasul of Allah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, the Rasul, and he is Khatamun Nabiyyin. He is the seal and he is the final Rasul of Allah. That also must be our. No Nabi can come in any way after Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not a Nabi Buruji, not a Nabi Zilli, not a Nabi in the shadow of the Nabi. Not the interim Nabi that has come. There is absolutely no question. Nobody can be there. Can Nabuwat? The doors have been closed by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on here there is one very interesting point also. One non-Muslim lady objected to this. And she said that if your Rasul is Rahmatul Lil Alameen, mercy for the entire world, then he can't be Khatamun Nabiyyin. He can't be the seal, because a Nabi comes with Allah's rahmah. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ فُمُوَانْتَفِهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. As long as a Nabi was with his people, Allah's azab shouldn't come. So now you close the doors of Nabuwat. You are the final Nabi. You lock the doors of Nabuwat, so Allah's rahmat is blocked. So if you say he's Rahmatul Lil Alameen, he can't be Khatimun Nabiyyin. And if he's Khatimun Nabiyyin, he can't be Rahmatul Lil Alameen. So Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali explained to her and told her that Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam locked the doors of Nabuwat, but he did not lock the work of Nabuwat. And the before, how many in Anbiya came? 124,000 roughly. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam opened the doors for ulama. Ulama ummati, and the ulama of my ummat, ka anbiya. They were like the anbiya of before. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has written, some of the ulama of this ummat will even surpass as far as some aspects are concerned. Otherwise, say Nabi's position, who can reach it? Rasul's position, but what knowledge Allah has given this ummat, and the ulama of this ummat, and what high position Allah is. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the door of Nabuwat he closed, but kare Nabuwat, the work of Nabuwat, he threw it more wider open. And all, the ulama of his ummah, what work did Hazrat Abu Bakr do? What work did Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala anhum, all the great men of Islam, Muhammad ibn Qasim rahmatullah alayh, and the name cannot come to an end. What work they have done in the world. Muhammad Fatih, when he conquered Istanbul, Allahu Akbar, it is mind-boggling. And today we don't know. We are taken aback by just what we see on the TV, that what this country got, what their military power is, and we think they are so superior, and their buildings and whatever they have got. Study our history, study our Islam, and we will be shocked. And this is what we must instill in our children, who the Mujahideen were, and how, what achievements they had done. We cannot imagine this. It is really mind-boggling, and iman-building, the feats of the Sahaba and all the sons of Islam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam opened the doors of Rahman. So the first, that iman we must have. And it must be our iman, that my success is only in the way of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today our success is in university degrees, which is very far from the path of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Opposite directions. My success today is in fashionable clothes, in the latest brand names. My success today, driving the best motor car. My success today is to elevate my position amongst people. And that people must be praising me and etc. Position we want, everything. So whereas the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are completely opposite to this. So that iman bi rasul entails that iman, that my success is only in the ways of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has sent him as a perfect example and model in order for us to follow, to gain that success as well. Then together with this iman that we must have, it must be coupled with muhabbat Rasul, with the love of Rasul. And this muhabbat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said that a person's iman is not complete until he does not love me more than what he loves his parents, his family, and himself and the entire world. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Allahu Akbar, they were very clean of heart. There was no hypocrisy in them. Today, unfortunately, hypocrisy has become very, very common. Somebody knocks at your door after Isha, and you peep and you say, oh, is this people? And you even tell your wife, I don't know these people. Now, this time they came and visit. Is this the time to come and visit? But when you open the, oh, mashallah, I was waiting for you. I'm so happy you came. And the way we embrace one another, and daggers of hatred in our heart. We are embracing one another, and this is very, very common. And people who are supposed to be much in need, but they've got this in them. Outwardly, oh ma, they'll kiss your forehead, they'll embrace you and everything. But in their hearts, they've got daggers of hatred, and they hate you in their hearts. So the Sahaba were not like that. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu immediately told Allah's Rasul, I love myself more than what I love you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and also remember this, a person who wants to correct his life, wants to become a beloved of Allah, he will speak of his diseases. He will tell his sheikh, I've got this weakness, I've got that weakness. How many of us want to hide it? A person, if you go to doctor and you tell doctor, mashallah, my health is very good, I got no sugar problem, I got no heart problem, no cholesterol, doctor, that's why you came here. For what you go to a doctor? You go to a doctor and you tell him, I got this problem, I got that problem. A person who goes to his sheikh, and there are many, only I did this, I did that, we never speak about our weakness. How can he get treatment? Hey, the person who only wants to praise us from the sheikh. And the sheikh is not a stupid, he makes out, Allah is blessed. He knows what your position is. So the Sahaba, they explained that to their bimari. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the du'as of the sheikh, and the tawajjuh of the sheikh, and the teachings of the sheikh, said, then Allah blessed him immediately. In a split second, that is to now he had the love of Allah's Rasul more than what he loved. Then Nabi sallallahu, now your iman is complete. Ask ourselves, how much of us got that muhabbat of Rasul? We are not prepared to keep a sunnah beard. We are not prepared to dress. We are not prepared to eat according to sunnah. Hey, when we in Jamaat, we go khanka, then we sit down. And when we come home, we lock it up there. At home again, we must have our breakfast nook. And we must sit here, we have to sit on the table, etc. Well, if a person got an excuse, he can't help it, that is different. But otherwise, all those things we forget. When we are in Makkah, Medina, and today, sadly, how many of us there, buffet style, eating, etc. And the sunnah is just thrown overboard. Today, the efforts of the enemies, how many toilets? You won't find a flat toilet, that's out of the question now. And the toilets are facing Qibla. Right? How they have worked on the Marakis, our centers, and what, how they have, today, just yesterday, my son showed me, and Maulana Yusuf also had it, the clip on the, on the phone, that the masjid, the Quran Sharif, of which are kept in Haram Sharif, all those Qurans have got the photos of Shaitan on them. We don't make it out, we don't understand. Hey, they have got so many murats on them. Our musallas, they have got crosses on them. And the eyes of a pig, the face of a pig. Pig. Many of these fancy musallas on both sides, and you make sajda between two pigs. And you make sajda on the cross. This Nike sign, N-I-K-E, Nike, Nike, or just the tick. This is a Greek goddess of victory. No Muslim in his right senses will keep a picture of a Hindu idol on his t-shirt or at the back or anywhere, or keep the picture of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam on the cross, how the Christian, or keep a cross picture. We won't keep it in our house also. But we, because we don't know how they have made us go astray, this Nike sign, good people. Hey, it is on our topis, on the hats, the sign. It is on our sandals. It is on our t-shirts. And we are billboards for kufr and shirk of this standard. And we don't. So the love of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have to develop it. It won't come to you, you just came for one bayan, or that I'm making a bayan, it's going to come. It's a continuous effort of zikre Rasul, of remembering Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of reading durood sharif and following sunnat. Then this iman will develop. And this dunya's muhabbat of fashion and all brand names and the sports and the cars and money of this dunya, it's not going to come with us in the qabr. It will all leave us behind. How much our attachment with Rasul? Question, one of the main questions in the qabr. Ma taqulu fi haqqi hadha rajul. What do you say with regard to this great and honorable personality? And if we did not have that connection, the Ferrari was more important, and our merch were more important, and our businesses, and our dunya's things, our houses, our gardens are more important, how will we be able to answer? And then, in the grave, we will have grave problems. And there, nobody else, no emergency service will come and help us there. Nobody, you can't phone anyone for any help. Now we have to make the arrangement for that very, very crucial and critical time of the qabr. Today we don't think of the qabr also. We are just thinking about a better house, better car, this problem, that problem. And Shaitan has made it that we are engulfed with problems, so we don't get a chance to think of other things. Governments have made it intentions, they work, they plans that people, there is enough money. But people mustn't be given enough. Then their minds will go to other things. Just make them all the time that they have to slog for hard work they have to do. You see people 4 o'clock in the morning going to work, coming back 9 o'clock, hardly a proper sleep, no time with their family, gone to work. People working 7 days a week, continuously. So you put them in this iron jacket and they got no chance to think of anything else. It's Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba, جِئْنَا لِنُخْرِجَ النَّاسِ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ الْعِبَادِ إِلَىٰ عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ, to take them out from the worship of mankind and creation into the ibadat of Allah. وَمِنْ ذِيقِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَىٰ سَعَةِ الْآخِرَةِ, and from the narrowness of this world to the spaciousness of the Akhirah. A person who will bring this, the mind Allah has given you, your brains, Allah Akbar, Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid, Hazrat Anas ibn Nadar, Hazrat Sumayya, a lady, all these great people, how Islam opened them and what great services of Islam they did. This is all when that true love will come of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Together with the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the third right is Azmat-e Rasul, the respect and honor of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You love your friend, you love your brother, how you talk with your younger brother, anyhow, with your friend, how you talk, anyhow. With Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with that love, don't ever have any disrespect in the least form. There are many people who like to make jokes and who are very jokey. There are billions of things to make joke about. Never make a joke of any aspect of deen. Never make a joke or even think of that in that way of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Have the greatest respect filled in your heart for the honorable position of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Together with Azmat-e Rasul, all that, the main object is Itaat-e Rasul. That we must be obedient to the teachings of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this Muhabbat-e Rasul, on that, one little qissa, one great buzurg was genuinely a great pious person. But sometimes if we say things which Allah don't like. So he said that I also love Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the Sahaba loved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he did have very great love, but Allah, but the love of the Sahaba, we can't even dream what love they had for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that night, Allah loved him, so Allah guided him. He sees a dream that there is a horse and cart going, and he's sitting at the back with four Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala. In his dream, in front, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting, then somebody announces and says, this horse and cart is now going down hill, and it is stony ground, and it's going to go out of control, and the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in danger. So immediately he had left, he thought, I must get some boulders, rocks, put it by the four wheels, block the cart from moving. Why? How long does it take to think? While he was thinking, he saw the four Sahaba lay their lives at the four wheels. Then he realized, we can't even dream what love the Sahaba had for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today we want to judge the Sahaba according to our filthy minds, where we had got no love or anything for Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. One point that comes to mind, one professor told his students, this is when we want to learn deen from people who don't know what is deen. They don't know what is Quran. So he told his students that the Quran Sharif has got inaccuracies. It's not accurate now. And he gave his reason and proof that one ayat of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ مِنْ قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِ. Allah has not made for any man two hearts in his inside. In fi jawfi, in his inside. So he says the Quran should have said, Allah has not made for any person, man and woman. Because a woman also haven't got two hearts. That man hasn't got two hearts, woman hasn't got two hearts. So one young student stood up and said, sir, you are saying totally wrong things. That when a woman is pregnant and she's expecting, and she's got a child within her, she's got two hearts within her. And if she has got triplets, twins, she's got three hearts. Triplets, four hearts. He was dumbfounded and silenced in his humiliation. And he realized that how accurate the Quran is. The choice of every letter of the Quran is so accurate. So anyway, so this Itaat-e Rasul, that we must be obedient to every teaching. Whether we, what is our brains? What can we fathom and understand? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, utitul ilm al awwalina wal akhirin. I was given the knowledge of the people of before and the last. What knowledge Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasalam was blessed with. So we must totally submit ourselves. And how long we are making namaz? Some of us 40 years, 50 years. We have bowed down in ruku'. How many in a day, how many times? But till today, we didn't let our heart bow down to the commands of Allah. Still what my heart's desires are. I'm making namaz, but I want to go and see filth and dirt on the internet. on the pawn I want to see. Looking at woman all the time, my desires I haven't sacrificed. How many sajdas we have made, but my brains I haven't surrendered them to Allah Ta'ala. I put my head down, but I haven't surrendered my brain. My thinking still is moral. I think this is not right of Islam. And today how many people that capital punishment, cutting of hands, stoning to death, etc. Na'uzubillah, people who are supposed to Muslims, they are calling this barbaric, etc. So I have to totally submit in ita'at Rasul. That is my life and I will follow that way of life. And in there, look at the example of Hazrat Huzaifah ibn al-Yaman. When he was eating meals at foreign people, Islam was spreading, political discussions ahead as they took over country after country. And a morsel of food fell out of the plate. And his khadim told him that these are sophisticated people that don't pick up that food and eat it in front of them, they will feel offended. Immediately, without any fear of contradiction, at the top of his voice, he says, أَأَتْرُكُ سُنَّةَ حَبِيبِي لِهَاُلَىٰي الْحُمَقَىٰ Must I give up the sunnah of my Nabi for these stupid people? Today, because the people will feel bad. What their feelings are, we take off our topis, we shave our beards, we put our trousers below the ankle, we want to act like them. We are only humiliating ourselves when we give up. Nobility and honor Allah has confined to the ways of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much we can get that in Iman bi Rasul, we must have the Iman. And Ita'at Rasul, our actions must confirm to the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And this does not refer to some few outward sunnahs. Like you got topi, you got beard, you got kurta. My wife is in burqa, my daughters are in burqa. So we got sunnah lifestyle. But when we see our eating lifestyle, what is under that long Arab kurta, the jeans and the t-shirt, and the girls under their burqa, under their cloak, what they are wearing, what our love in our heart, where is our love for what things? We have become alims and alimas. We have become hafiz and hafizas. But the love of the West is filled in our heart. Look at our young children. The sports, how they cherish it. They will know every player of every team. Once we were in Zimbabwe, and we came out of Maghrib Namaz, and a group of youngsters were standing by the masjid, and they were picking the national cricket team. That this member, this player must be there, and this one who can't be selected because of this and that. Who's going to listen to them? We can't sit 5 minutes for ta'aleem in the masjid. But we are interested and we're giving solutions to the war in Iraq also. And we are giving solutions and we are that Muhammad Mursi, where he made a mistake here. And Taliban made a mistake there. Where are we? Who are we to? And we voicing our opinion on all these things. This peanut gallery opinion of ours, what weight does it hold? But we are bluffed with all this. And what we have to do, that we are not doing. So, Ita'at Rasul is a shi'ar, a great shi'ar of a mu'min. And then, Dhikr Rasul, to remember our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is also a very, very great thing. Remembrance, read continuously a kitab on the seerat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Within the limits of Sharia, in Madinatul Munawwara, in many places in the world, they have regular, where they read Salatul Salam together. But ask the ulama the correct way. Don't fall into something which is wrong also. So have a regular gathering where Salatul Salam is read, where Qasida Burda is read, where somebody explains some aspect of Qasida Burda Sharif. These are very important. And in our homes, regularly a kitab on the seerat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This will enhance. We will frog leap. We will go by leaps and bounds towards Allah when the love of Nabi, and reading on seerat is a great thing. How the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, read durood sharif. Today's one day has passed. Ask ourselves, how many durood did I read today? Day after tomorrow is Jumu'ah. Last Jumu'ah, how many durood did I read? Durood sharif is a special ibadat of Jumu'ah. And it is the sign of your love for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The durood of a mu'min is we are making dua if we can't even make dua for our Muhsin Azam, our greatest benefactor, we can't even just make dua. We should have been doing much more than that. But dua, it is also saying Jazakallah for all the favors of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam upon us. And Nabi Sallallahu's favors, La ta'ud wa la tuhsa. Nobody can ever enumerate them or measure them in any way. It is also the praises of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How great wasn't Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam? And we were not able to praise Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How many times you want to praise somebody, but in fact you don't realize you are insulting, because you are choosing the wrong types of words or etc. So the Durood Sharif, and Durood Sharif is that Allah told us to read Durood. But every formula of Durood is we are telling Allah, you send Durood on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah told us, you send Durood. We are not saying, usalli ala nabi, sallaytu ala nabi, Allahumma salli, sallallahu. Because we were not capable. And it is also the expression of our love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If we are not reading durood, it shows we haven't got love. It shows we haven't got dua, no appreciation. We are not saying jazakallah. We are not in the praises of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And whoever Allah knows his Nabi the greatest, who else can know Allah's Nabi more than Allah Ta'ala? And Allah is, the whole Quran is in the praises of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then how the Sahaba were in the praises of Nabi on the occasion of Hudaybiyah, how they expressed their love. Hazrat Hassan ibn Sabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the poet of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, himself says, wa ahsanu minka lam tara qattu ayni, my eyes have never seen anyone as handsome as you. Wa ajmalu minka lam talidin nisa, no woman has ever given birth to anyone as beautiful as what you are. خُلِقَتَ مُبَرَّعًا مِّن كُلِّ عَيْبٍ, you have been, Allah made you free of any and all fault. خُلِقْتَ كَأَنَّكَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ, Allah made you as though how you wanted to be made, Allah made you. فَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ فِي خَلْقٍ وَفِي خُلُقٍ, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by far surpassed all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam in his outward features and in his character and morals also. وَلَمْ يُدَانُوهُ فِي عِلْمٍ وَلَا كَرَمٍ, and none of the Anbiya and all of them together cannot come anywhere Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in knowledge, in compassion and in kindness. فَهُوَ الَّذِي تَمَّ مَعْنَاهُ وَصُورَتُهُ ثُمَّ اصْطَفَاهُ حَبِيبًا بَارِئُ النِّسَمِ, he surpassed all the Anbiya, Allah chose him to be his Habib. And so this is that iman, that is that remembrance of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we do it on a daily basis, then it will come in our hearts. And then together with that, fikre Rasul. What was our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's fikr, his concern? How on one occasion, returning from one of the battles, traveling in the desert, there were no hotels. Today we shower all the time, and no, we changing clothes all the time. But traveling in the desert, hair disheveled, all the desert dust that were formed on the body. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's habit was, whenever he returned, first two rakats of namaz in Masjid Nabawi, and then visit his daughter, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala. When Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw her beloved father, her beloved Nabi, her beloved benefactor, in this she burst down as the crying, that, oh my father, seeing you. What did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Isbiri ya Fatima, make sabr. That your father won't rest until his kalima, the kalima of Islam, doesn't reach every house in the world. Solid and baked mud, or mud houses, and baked brick houses, all of them, my kalima will reach. And this will happen. The Quran predicted, Alif Lam Mim, Ghulibati Rum Fi Adna Al-Ardh, that the Roman Empire will be overpowered. It took 700 years later, but the promise came true. Islam, Allah Ta'ala has said in many ayat, لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّ, to make the deen of Allah above every other religion. For the first time in last year, the statistics of the world, they have admitted that the Muslim population is the highest in the world. All the time they showed Christian population more. Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, in his time, in the 1920s, round about that time, he said they are lying. These Muslims are more, but now they are constrained. They cannot hide their lies anymore. They have to admit Muslims. And today, go to Leicester in England. Go to New York in America. Go to Paris. Islam is just spreading. And Islam and this whole attack on Islam today is because how Islam is spreading in the world. And to my great surprise, in France I saw with my eyes that how Islam is spreading. They say more than in France, in Italy, where the Vatican is, where the Pope is, Islam is much more stronger and spread. And to whom is it spreading? This veil, hijab, the French government, other governments have prohibited. It wasn't because of born Muslims. They had statistics in France, and only 200 born Muslim women were wearing, and there are billions of the French women who are accepting Islam. And people in top positions, dunya's position, and they don't become, this we saw with our eyes, they don't become Muslims like us by name. When they become Muslims, practical Muslims, from morning to night, from head to toe, they practice upon Islam. So this is how Islam is spreading. So anyway, so this zikr, or to remember our Nabi Ali Salat. Then another last point, ziyarat-e Rasul, to visit our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ulama have written that it must not only be that we visit Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam by the way. We go for Hajj Umrah, we go to Medina Sharif also. At least once in a lifetime, make your exclusive niyat of only going to visit Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make Umrah by the way. Like that, normally all the time we are making Umrah our object, and together we, and we don't even differentiate. We think that going to Medina is part of Umrah. These are two completely different things. If you go for Hajj also, it's not faris that you go to Medina Sharif. But when you are there, how can't you go? And when we go, don't be influenced by any Salafis or anyone, that you make your niyat of going to Masjid al-Nabawi. Make your niyat of visiting Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you ask somebody, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayh, when he was living in Medina Sharif, and how many thousands of people you were corresponding with Hazrat, if anyone did not write in his letter, convey my salams to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat should become very angry and upset. Haven't you got any contact with your Nabi? I go how many times? 5 times a day I go to Masjid al-Nabawi. Why don't you ask me to give salams? If I'm traveling past the town where your mother lives, where your father lives, and you don't even tell me, not for a present, but you don't even tell me to go and give salams to them. I'm going to them. It shows you've got no connection with your mother, with your father. So if somebody tells you I'm going, and think about it. How many people meet us, we're going for Umrah? Did you ever tell them, convey my salams to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And with great feeling and care, ask them. Because somebody is going. The kings of before used to ask people and give them their whole expenses only to go and give our salams to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In our time, one close friend of mine, he used to go to only Medina Sharif. Go and stay in a nice hotel, bath, wear his best clothes, and only go in. Sometimes there isn't time for namaz also. Only read salam on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and on the next plane he's gone again. Just to go and read salam, that person, how won't Nabi alaihi salatu wasalam? Somebody who comes and meet you, by the way, I was yet, so I thought I'll meet you also. And one, I came specially to meet you. Only for your sake, for our Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, once in a lifetime, make that niyat exclusive only to visit Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. By the way, then make your ibadat also, make Umrah also. So these are few rights of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, where his position is so great. And for us to benefit, one other great, great source of benefit, which we have been deprived of because of propaganda of the Salafis and people of the modernists, to take the intercession shafaat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we were young, it was very common that the du'as, oh Allah, accept my du'as in the sadqa of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now no more. And this is your dua can be perhaps zero. But the shafaat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it will go to 100%. Your amal, husne khatima, ask Allah in the sadqa of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to bless me with a honorable mort, to bless me with a wonderful life in the qabr, the day of qiyamah. Allahu Akbar. When Allama Busairi read these words, what were the words? هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقطعين. He is that هو الحبيب, that beloved of Allah Ta'ala, whose intercession we love. And very very surprisingly and strangely, thou sendest hadiyah, a present on last Juma. What a present also, that on the lock of Rauza Mubarak inside, these words are inscribed on the lock. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقطعين. Where then the Salafi say they do that to take the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, na'uz billahi shirk. It's written right there. Can't they see with their own eyes? They deny hayat Nabi, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is alive. Don't they see when they excavated and extended Jannatul Baqi, how many bodies of the Sahaba came out and 100% intact? 1200 years, 1400 years ago, those bodies, the kafan is intact. They see it with their eyes. In Jannatul Baqi, Maulana Badri Alim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, amongst many other people, where they rebury in a qabr after 6 months, they found his body 100. When one ummati, then the Nabi of Allah, how can't he be alive? And it comes in their newspapers, it comes in their media, and still they deny this. Hidayat is only in the hands of Allah. Otherwise you can see things open with your eyes, but still you can't accept. So the shafaat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, use this in all. My ibadat, O Allah, my iman, my Islam, O Allah, my children, O Allah, my madrasa, O Allah, my work of deen, in the shafaat and the sadqa of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, accept all this. Allahu Akbar. You could be minus also, when we are minus in everything, but with the shafaat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when this word, Allama Busairi read it in his dream, in the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shook in his qabr with great enjoyment and with relish, that what beautiful words Allama Busairi has said. So these are things that we must cherish, love, and bring into our lives. So try and make an effort in this way to make Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam our ideal, make him our hero. And he is the one that we, not all the way, and imbibe this in the children. One of the duties of a mother, amongst the many other duties also, she must imbibe in her children the love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today our children don't know who is Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she must imbibe in them the love of the Sayyids, the family of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she must imbibe in them the love of the recitation of the Quran. That is also amongst the many duties of a mother. The mother don't even know her duties today. So how is she going to even fulfill them? And we're not interested in deen. For now matric results, everyone is going mad. And good ulama, if I may say, that in our school we got so many distinctions. And for deen, that we don't even talk about deen. This is what we must cherish. This is what we must strive for and go forward. Not for this dunya's things, which is really, there is now not the time at all to go into that. That is not our object at all. The deen is our object. May Allah bless us with these realities. And before mort, make a determined vow and a determined effort to bring this. Otherwise, once mort comes, doors are sealed. And then all our dunya's things going to be left behind. And we didn't bring these things in our life. People are in the qabr for 5,000 years. All their money and buildings and what they left behind is finished, nothing. But what they did for themselves in the qabr, that is worth it. Think of our future. May Allah give us all the offering. Mani Musa, make some announcements.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Few announcements, inshallah. And this program will continue tomorrow. پروگرام
پروگرام مجھے مولو نے چلا تو ان چاہتے سوال آپ کے سوال چلا مولو کی آپ سے مقبول چلا ہے سہن رہا سن لے جائے جمعہ کہنا ہے جمعہ پروگرام ہو گیا نئے بھی نام کر گئے ان شاء اللہ سٹرڈے تو ان سب آپ سے سوال چلا لیکن شو from Akhtar Shala and Isha Shala, who the Islamic Jalita taking place in Phoenix.
Sankhor.
Phoenix Sankhor Mujhe. I'm going to call her to participate. And Shala next month, it is 21st, 22nd, 23rd, probably after 21st, 22nd, 23rd of February, who the enemy Islamic Jalita in Adarbu Dharu Room. I'm going to first say one of the brothers being one of the sisters of Uttima, and
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين